T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've been thinking about Kareem Hunt when the draft was approaching. I was like, oh my God, Kareem Hunt, he just could be gone, right? He's got 1 year left on his deal. They could have traded him. They could have gotten a third round pick, second round pick, fourth round pick, somewhere in there for Kareem Hunt. And then you just kind of start rebuilding up the room a different way and you start figuring this all out. Now, I'm happy he's here for this upcoming year because I feel like he's a very important part of this team. But at some point, you're going to have to turn the page on Kareem Hunt, either because Kareem Hunt wants to be a lead back on another team or because you just realize the offense isn't going that direction when you have a player like Deshaun Watson and you don't have to be so running back dependent the way this team has been in recent years. Turn your mic on. There you go.
Well, I've only done this for a long time.
Listen, Matt came. It was like glove stick and a save over there in the corner. Mac's like, he's just, we both looked at each other and bam. It's like, he's not going to turn this thing on, is he? And so Mac just reached over and just tried to save you.
We got it.
At that point, you were 30 seconds into the conversation, though.
I wasn't 30 in. It was a 15. Anyway, no, listen, the running backs, the room with D'Ernest and Chubb, it gives them flexibility. And now you drafted Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati, it does give them flexibility at the position. I'd be fine if they got a pick for him now, if they wanted to move on from him.
Right now.
I don't want them to, but I'd be okay with it. I'd understand why.
Okay, let me ask you this way. How much does your, if you're doing the schedule game and you're doing wins and losses for this year, how much does Kareem impact your win-loss record when it's all said and done? If he's here or not here? Like, if he's here, is it 11 wins? If he's not here, does it even move at all?
I don't think it moves at all.
I tend to agree with you. And it's weird because I love Kareem, and I think he's so good, and I think he's so valuable. And I think part of the reason why I love him so much is that we've seen Nick Chubb in recent years. You know, he missed 3 games last year. He missed 4 games the year before. The dude's not made out of glass, but he's also not going to be there for all 17. And I think we got to start accounting for that, Dustin. I feel like we have to start as a team looking together and thinking, okay, if Nick Chubb does have some sort of injury, if Nick Chubb does go down for the 3 or 4 games, that could be the difference between winning the AFC North, that is tough, or not winning the AFC North. And I think these are all things that the Browns are trying to look at. But more importantly, I would say, they got to be looking towards what this offense looks like 2 years and 3 years down the road.
Right.
And I don't know if you agree with me on this, but 2 years, 3 years down the road, Nick Chubb can't be the focal point of your offense. Not when you have Deshaun Watson on your team. You know, the quarterback has to be the focal point of your offense. So like, there's going to be a complete identity change. And the old football fan that tells me the game starts in the trenches and the game starts on the ground, and it's all fun cliches, but right now you're winning through throwing the ball. That's just the reality of it. Look at the Bengals. Look at the Rams. The two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year were both in the bottom 10 in attempts for rushes last year. You know, they were both at the very back of the pack when it came to attempts per team. The Bucs rushed the ball the second fewest times while Tom Brady threw the ball more than anyone.
Hmm.
You know, like, you're having these really good teams, and they're looking around and they're saying, all right, our quarterback's going to win us these games. And I know I'm hardly breaking any NFL news by telling you the quarterback throws the ball and good things happen. But the way the NFL is right now, like, Deshaun Watson, in a year, 2 years, if he's not throwing the ball more than all but 3 or 4 other quarterbacks, the offense isn't working the right way.
Yes, that's correct.
Like, you couldn't do this offense with Baker Mayfield. That's part of the point. Kevin Stefanski wanted to throw the ball more than 28 times a game. He wanted to. You couldn't do it with Baker.
Just couldn't do it.
With Deshaun, 35 times a game is not out of the question. You can go as high as you want, and you can make this offense fly as much as you want. It's just a matter of what it's going to look like. So if like Kareem Hunt, and this is what I ask you guys at 216-578-0092, is Kareem Hunt the difference in them being a contender or not moving forward? Dustin says a third round pick. He says, sign me up. I take it. I think I agree with you, which is really tough to say for this year because it's not a thought that I would have had even a couple months ago. I was thinking, he's so valuable, Kareem Hunt. He matters so much to this team. But if the new offense is going to be about spreading the ball around and making sure that Deshaun Watson is playing at an elite level and getting the opportunities, you got to march forward that way then. It's not a Baker Mayfield offense anymore, Dustin.
No, it's a totally different offense that's going to have a totally different look. It's going to be more up-tempo. It's going to be a lot more shotgun, spread offense. It's going to be, frankly, high-flying.
And that's fun
really
to watch.
Exciting. That's damn exciting to watch.
You imagine on a Sunday, we're not going to be breaking down different like opportunities of whether or not the did the running back get enough touches in that game? Because every answer will be, if he got too many, then Stefanski failed. Even though Nick Chubb is great, Stefanski would have failed because you want Deshaun Watson to be throwing the ball. The best play the Browns have is a Deshaun Watson deep pass. That's the best play we have.
True.
So they have to embrace it. And I feel like they're a smart enough front office to put these this easy A plus B equals C combinations together and to get this thing rolling in the right direction. And I know they will. And Hunt might have to be a casualty of that, which is okay. That's fine. If anything, I want to let the bird free. Let him go off to another team. Let him be their number one back and let him have success elsewhere. I'd have no problems with that whatsoever. Like, I love the idea of having a safety net for Nick Chubb. That's awesome. I love that. I mentioned the injury history with Nick Chubb over the previous couple years, 3 games and 4 games. It's not a great injury history, but it's an injury history we have to account for. Mm-hmm. What do you think D'Ernest Johnson could do if he needed to be called upon? If you traded Kareem Hunt, had D'Ernest Johnson pick up the slack?
I mean, I think we saw, you know, bits and pieces of it last year, certainly in prime time. But I don't know. I mean, he only played like 2 games with a significant role. So I don't know exactly what he brings. I feel pretty confident in him. And I know Chubb's going to carry the load, so like that's not an issue. If you just had D'Ernest, I mean, it wouldn't even be a question. But you've got Chubb and now Ford in the mix.
Let me ask you this. If Nick Chubb did get injured, if you traded Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb was injured, and you had to rely on D'Ernest Johnson, and you really scaled back the running game, and you really just let Deshaun Watson unload, his offense would still fly, right? Offense would still be, I mean, again, look at Deshaun Watson in his time in Houston. Look at the numbers that he put up there. It's not like he had a dynamic running game with the Texans. Like, he can still make it. That's why you say the joke about it is like he's human deodorant, but it's true. He just covers up so many different mistakes. I just don't know, now that we're talking it out, now that we're talking it through, is the insurance on that, if Deshaun Watson was gone, we're throwing a lot of ifs in here, but if Deshaun Watson was gone for 4 games, 6 games, and you needed to rely on the running game, you need Kareem Hunt for that safety net, don't you?
I think so.
So that's why there's so many balls that are still up in the air, and maybe a lot of this depends on what happens within the Deshaun Watson investigation before the Browns move forward with Kareem Hunt. If you know Deshaun is playing all 17 games, you don't have to worry as much about the run game. But if you think he might be out for 6 games, for 8 games, then all of a sudden, you're a Nick Chubb injury away from really having an issue on your hands.
Oh, yeah. That is concerning. So maybe that's why they decided to hold on him, because there are so many uncertainties with the offense and Deshaun Watson heading into the year. But I know this much. I mean, after next year, he's a free agent.
Gone, baby, gone.
Gone. I mean, he's not probably coming back.
No, and it'll probably be good for him, too. I'd like to see him be a lead back on another team.
He's definitely a lead back on a legit team.
He's 25th in yards from scrimmage, 23rd in rushing yards over the previous 3 years, while missing a whole season's worth of games in that stretch. That's kind of insane.
Yeah, they want to get the best players on the field, but like Chubb and Hunt play the same position.
Yeah. There's a roadblock there.
A little bit.
Yeah. And if you can turn Kareem Hunt into a third round pick for next year, because that's what you can do right now. Right now, again, third round, fourth round, I don't know exactly the pick evaluation of I'm very off in my evaluations of some of these things. But. Yeah,
but you also have to remember, if the Browns are a Super Bowl contender this year and next year, you probably would rather have Hunt on the roster than a third round pick. That's an unknown.
Well, this is kind of what you're balancing, right? Because you're not going to get anything at the end of next season. He's a free agent and he's gone. Yep. So, like, if you want something for him right now, now would be the time to strike a deal. And I think that's what made it so fascinating with Mary Kay Cabot and the conversation she's been having is like, well, wait, what are they going to do with Kareem Hunt? Like, what do you do in this scenario? Do you almost No risk it, no biscuit. That's what Bruce Arians always says. Like, do you risk it a little bit? Stockpile that draft pick. Move forward with D'Ernest Johnson and Nick Chubb and just don't look back. And say if Nick Chubb gets injured for the 3-4 games a year he's been injured, that's what he's shown, then like you just have to deal with D'Ernest. But then also, you have a $230 million investment in Deshaun Watson that can cover up these type of scenarios. Like, that's the beauty of Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
He makes every part of your offense sprinkle and shine.
The biggest concern would be if Chubb gets hurt.
Exactly right. You have no safety net then. You are relying on D'Ernest Johnson to turn into a stud, and he was good at points last year, but I haven't seen it enough to go ahead and tell you he's going to be this following year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.